really going to be a crucial week, given the fact that ZANU-PF has now drafted their own constitution with their own substance since revising the draft constitution that the negotiating team had already signed on to. And I think a lot of people are wondering when Zuma and his team is going to move from a mere mediator to an arbitrator where they actually are forced to push this forward. I think there are a lot of different opinions on what Zuma's mandate to do that and whether or not he's going to actually take the bold step of publicly or even privately rebuffing ZANU-PF and saying, listen, you signed on to this document with the two other MDC formations and it's time to move this forward. So that will definitely be interesting to watch, and I think it's been encouraging to sort of see the solidarity within SADC on really pushing for these fundamental reforms, largely including the Constitution before elections can take place, because I think the prevailing opinion is that free and fair elections, for any semblance of a free and fair election, that cannot take place without a sound constitution in place.
But Mr. Ncube and Mr. Tsvangirai seem to be implying that if this constitution-making process fails, it is better to revert to the amended Lancaster House Constitution. What is your take on this?
I think a lot of those statements, especially coming from Ncube, I would be more apt to say that that's out of frustration, given that, you know, this process has gone on for so long. And I think all along, people were expecting that this was in ZANU-PF's calculus, that they were going to resist reforms at any cost possible.